With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Currently, there are no known outbreaks of measles in Wisconsin. State health officials want to keep it that way. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares their message ahead of spring break travel.
As of March 6th, there are 222 reported measles cases in 12 U.S. jurisdictions. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging people to take preventative measures to keep the disease from spreading here. Measles is a highly contagious virus that causes rashes, fever, cough, and tiredness. It can also lead to serious health problems like pneumonia, brain damage caused by swelling, and deafness. Two people have died from it in recent weeks. Dr. Jasmine Sabata is a board-certified pediatrician and chief medical officer for the DHS Bureau of Community Health Promotion. She shared how some of her older colleagues remembered getting the measles before the MMR vaccine.
They were talking about how they just felt miserable, talking about how difficult it was and how long they were out of school for. And so we were actually just having this conversation. So adults born before 1957, they likely had it. And so that is the last time where it was something that was normal. We do not want to go back to that time period.
Because of the effectiveness of the MMR vaccine, the U.S. was able to eliminate measles in 2000 after documenting a year of no endemic spread of the virus. As vaccination rates have dropped, cases and deaths have returned. Wisconsin kids have some of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country.
It definitely makes us vulnerable, and we are aware of those statistics, and that is why we're needing to partner with you all, partner with everyone watching, to have a conversation with your friends, your family members, your colleagues about this. We definitely are at risk, especially because of our lower vaccination rates.
Two doses of the MMR vaccine provide 97% protection against measles. Sabata says getting vaccinated is the number one way to protect yourself. Basic infection protection measures like washing your hands frequently and wearing a mask when traveling can also help protect people from measles. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Abortion rights and the influence of donations from billionaires Elon Musk and George Soros took center stage in a sometimes testy debate between candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court less than 3 weeks before the election. The race pits Republican-backed Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel, a former attorney general, against Democratic-backed Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford. A challenge to an 1849 state law that some argue bans nearly all abortions is currently pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford did not take a position on the law directly, as it is pending before the court.
What I can tell you is that as a lawyer in Wisconsin, I've represented organizations like Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and their doctors back when Roe versus Wade was in case, making sure that women could make their own choices about their bodies and their health care. As a woman, as somebody who has gone through pregnancy, labor, and birth, I want to make my own health care decisions, and I trust women to do that.
Schimmel, who is supported by anti-abortion groups, said judges don't make the law.
No judge or justice should be deciding this issue for the voters of Wisconsin. This issue belongs in their hands. And should it be decided by the voters, or should it be decided by four justices and a majority on the court? And if four justices on the majority in the court can make that decision for the voters, that decision can flip back and forth every time the majority flips. We have to let the voters make this decision.
Crawford accused Elon Musk of basically taking over Schimmel's campaign because groups he funds have spent over $10 million on the race. Schimmel faulted Crawford for benefiting from $1 million in donations from Soros. They also sparred over union power and voter ID. Audio in this story is courtesy of Wisconsin Eye. A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that disabled people are not allowed to receive absentee ballots by email. The decision overturns a lower court's ruling less than 3 weeks before the April 1st election. The initial ruling by a Dane County Circuit Court judge allowing for the ballots to be emailed was appealed by the Republican-controlled legislature. The appeals court in August put the ruling on hold, and no ballots were emailed ahead of the November presidential election. The Second District Court of Appeals ruling on Wednesday means that disabled workers will not be able to receive absentee ballots by email for the April 1st election either. A Minocqua man is being honored for his exceptional contribution to Wisconsin tourism. Will Jeffrey is one of six recipients of this year's Governor's Tourism Award. Jeffrey is the founder of the American Pond Hockey Invitational. He started the event in 2023 to boost winter tourism in Minocqua, seeing it grow into an event that attracts competitors from all around the world. While the event started as a hockey tournament, it's quickly grown into a winter festival-style event with something for everybody. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Concerns exist that federal policy changes and trade barriers may slow future growth in the solar industry, but a solar industry expert thinks demand will remain. Crystal Blair reports.
In 2024, nationwide, nearly 50 gigawatts were installed. Despite industry challenges, John Freeman, executive director of the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association, remains confident, citing market demand as the key driver.
The marketplace is indicating that you can get lower costing energy from using solar and wind. And at the same time, you're also able to reduce your costs by not using an energy source like coal, which pollutes.
While Freeman remains optimistic about the future of solar power, critics argue it's unreliable, expensive upfront, land intensive, difficult to recycle, dependent on subsidies, and a strain on the power grid. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.